Rated M for mature.
We want more. We want more. Like, we really like it. We want more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wine, Weed, and Weave. I am your host, Ayana, aka the Marijuana Ayana, and happy Juneteenth. Shout out to us, Black people, and our history being celebrated. I love it. And that is why, though I was going to end this season today on Juneteenth, I have decided to extend it by one more episode. So, technically, there's kind of sort of going to be two final episodes, but this is not the last episode. This is going to be one of two final episodes. So you guys keep a lookout for the next one and keep a lookout for the announcement for that next one on my Instagram at the Marijuana Ayana. And don't forget to follow that backup page just in case at MJIIYANA. So let's get into it. Today's guest is a cannabis advocate entrepreneur with multiple cannabis brands, including Mother Earth University, which offers free, yes, free cannabis courses, and Mother Earth Hemp Cones, which recently launched, shout out to them. Through her premier luxury cannabis brand, she's created over 40 plus products and has hosted monthly and annual adult-only events that have attracted the likes of the NFL and the NBA and thousands of people from all over. It's always a super lit time. Whatever she's throwing is probably lit. You don't want to miss it. As a queer woman of color in the industry, she's determined to create safe spaces for forward-thinking people to consume responsibly and interact with individuals who have an immense amount of value and can offer abundance of opportunities. Through her brand, she's been able to create jobs and opportunities for fellow people of color in her community and is hoping to continue to have that ripple effect on them, you know, have those people create jobs and the people who come after them create jobs. And that's really, you know, what I love doing here on the show too, is having a ripple effect and showing you guys one guest and another guest and another guest, and that guest hopefully inspiring you, or you sharing that guest with a friend, or sharing the conversation with a friend, or connecting one person to another person. That ripple effect is really what keeps the cycle of women of color, people of color in cannabis here. It's by us offering a foot in the door to each other. So I love that she's doing that with her brand and in her community. As you guys know, in the cannabis industry, some of us like to and sometimes have to protect ourselves behind a name. You know, we're kind of like rappers, like we got to be protected, you know. So this week's guest, I don't have her legal government name, but it don't even matter, because she goes by, and you can call her, Mother Earth. Excited to have a conversation with you, with a fellow Texan.
So am I. Well,
Louisiana too. Louisiana. I love Louisiana. I would live there if they were legal. They're like, you know. But you're welcome to spark up. I already had a couple dabs. And just relax. It's going to be a real cool, just sesh. We're just going to kind of kick in and talk. I just want to ask you some questions about, you know, what you do and how you got into what you're doing now. And first question I ask every guest, and I think it's the most fun, is do you remember the first time you smoked, what you smoked out of, and did you like it?
The first time I smoked, I was 16 years old. I had just left a basketball game with my best friends at the time, and I had never smoked, I don't believe. And my homie was like, I think I got a blunt in here. And I'm like, well, fuck it, light it. And he lit it, and I tried it, and I don't think I got high the first time. And then I was reintroduced to it. I've always been around cannabis, you know, because of my friends and things like that. But mm-hmm. it wasn't my vice at the time. And then when I got back introduced to it, I want to say I was like 18, 19. And now I haven't put the plant down since.
You've had a good experience with
it.
Yeah,
I have. Definitely.
That's good. That's definitely good. So much. I feel like lots of people don't have a good experience with it and it turns them off, you know?
I haven't met anyone that hasn't had, I've met people that has bad experience with edibles for sure, mm-hmm. you know, since we're speaking about cannabis in general, but not smoking.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like everyone has a bad edible story. You haven't lived if you don't have a bad edible story. Hasn't been a good time. So what career and industry or like path were you on before you kind of jumped into the cannabis industry? And what was kind of like that light bulb moment when you decided like, I want to do this beyond being a consumer?
I was working in human resources. I was over human resources at Target at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got into cannabis, like you said, in Texas, the laws are a little wonky. But it's so expensive. It was so expensive at the time. You know what I'm saying? I just graduated college, so of course I didn't have a lot of money. And of mm-hmm. course I want to smoke, so I had to figure out what I want to spend my money on, you know, this time. And I have a wife at the time, so now I'm not just buying for myself. I'm buying for two, so now mm-hmm. you got to be very conscientious. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
it's part of your budget at that point.
It's part of your budget. I'm like, babe,
it really is your medicine. Weed. You're like, okay, this is my monthly medicine budget. This is how much it's I need. This is how much I got to spend.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, babe, I got to grow this weed. And she's like, what? I'm like,
we
babe,
gotta figure something out.
Figure it out. And she was cool with it. You know what I'm saying? She gave me the okay. You know, anybody who's been in a relationship as long as I have know that the wife runs everything. Mm-hmm. She gave me the okay. And I never look back.
And just you started growing. I'm sure watching the plant, you know, growing, mm-hmm. it was a different experience.
It definitely was therapeutic.
Yeah, it's very relaxing. Sure. What do you think about, you know, we won't say too much, but we know what's happening, you know, in the South. Right. But what do you think about people's perception there? Because I know for me, my time, I wasn't a big stoner during my time in Texas. I don't think I even really started smoking until like that time between end of high school, beginning of college, when you're just like in town for a couple right. months. So I was in Texas maybe like 2-3 months. Everyone knows you can go to Austin and get some weed. It's decriminalized there, by the way. Yeah. Shout out to Austin. But everyone knows there's this weird, like, everyone has it, everyone knows it's around, but we don't say anything. Like, what do you think about that, and how has that maybe changed in the last couple of years, if you've seen any change?
I would say that I believe that cannabis is decriminalized in all the major cities in Texas.
Mm-hmm. It is decriminalized, yeah. Yes. Houston, I'm sorry. Not Dallas either. I'm thinking of all the places I've lived and people that I know there. In Austin, I know they have the no knock is gone. They can no longer knock on your door if they smell weed.
I think that the culture is steadily moving forward. If anything, I would say that it's lax out here.
It's so chill. Nobody cares about the law.
Nobody cares. Nobody. And then at this point, kind of not even them. You know, it has so much other stuff that's going on around the world. All
especially
these different
in
states.
Texas with all these guns.
Yeah, all these different states, they're legalizing it and literally right next door to us and right on top of us. You know what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. legal cannabis. So it's like, it's hard to kind of, you know, try to keep that out from here. But it's like, I love the way that the cannabis community and the cannabis culture is growing in Texas and in the South, but I can only speak for Texas and Louisiana since I got my hands in those the most. But mm-hmm. I love the way
Louisiana too. In my eyes, Louisiana is legal. And like,
yeah, for sure. I truly love the way it's moving forward and the way that it's progressing and mm-hmm. how you got all these different brands popping up. People want to actually know about cannabis. People want to mm-hmm. actually, you know what I'm saying? That they're taking another look at it. So to answer your question, man, I think the perception is changing or has mm-hmm. changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, everybody in America, I forgot the percentage, so I don't want to say anything, just say any number.
It's
but
more than 50, I know that.
Exactly. It's more people in America that's for the legalization of cannabis.
Because they say it doesn't really harm the community. Yeah, the last time I was in Houston, I hadn't been back in a couple of years, and the last time I went to Edo, and there was a bunch of, when I left, I couldn't find CBD anywhere. Mm-hmm. And if I did, it was garbage. When I came back, there was CBD everywhere in like boutiques and like coffee shops. And you can get it in your coffee and you can buy it next door at the pot. Like I was blown away.
Yeah, it's going crazy. I'm so happy to be a part of it. So happy to be a pioneer in it. And so happy to just continue to just change the perception and the, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm, the stigma mm-hmm. of cannabis, for sure.
Yeah, I love that. So we're definitely going to get into that, of course. That's why, you know, I want to have you on the show, because through Mother Earth, you've been able to create events and products and education. Can you give us a bit of a summary and some insight about
what you do through that brand and kind of your overall mission.
Mother Earth Solely is a company. I always tell people that I literally pride myself on prominence and exclusivity. I love the fact of being able to have these elegant events that are cannabis related, and the stigma has changed. Like, we don't have to look like a stoner, and I'm using air quotes. You don't have to look like a typical stoner to enjoy cannabis. There are so many wealthy people, and there's so many people, middle class, hell, even lower class people, that don't want to be around hoorah when they smoking or when they, you know what I'm saying? They want to chill vibe.
Just want to be in a nice environment.
Right, around like-minded people with no judgment. And I believe that that is what I've taken these 3 years to curate, a place where people can come to feel safe, and a brand that people can trust. I believe I built a brand that if I say, is that what it is? That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I built that type of following with my customers and my clients and my patients. You know what I'm saying? And so I try to not just stick in one box. Like, we got like 8 different things under the brand, because my main goal and my main focus was just to continue to create jobs. And the only way that I could do that is to take my platform and take my brand and just create jobs under that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I want to start doing a university. Okay, well, bet. I want to have 40-something products. Okay, well, bet. I want to have a piece of delivery service. Okay, well, bet. I want to do an event, and I'm not even done. But through all those things, I need people to run every last one of those things. You know what I'm saying? So my main goal is just to continue to create jobs and opportunity in the Black and brown community through cannabis. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of Mother Earth in a nutshell. And my goal and my vision is to just continue to get bigger. And when I want to look up, and they got so many... me and my COO said sometimes, what we say, millennials and minorities for cannabis. You know, I want to look up now for you guys that's listening. That's mine. Don't you go out there.
Don't steal it now. We'll know where you got it from.
Thank you. This is my evidence right here. But I want to be able to look up, and because the laws are not legal here, but people have their hemp licenses. People have their handler licenses. People have the dispensary licenses. You're opening CBD stores. And we're doing all these things because one cannabinoid isn't legal here, the rest of them are. And I want to teach people how to be able to use that.
You can still get in the industry even if you are not in a legal state. I started in the industry in Texas.
Yeah.
And I was just doing business with people who weren't living in Texas. I was doing ancillary business. I wasn't doing any plant touching. So everything was legal. Of course, I kind of felt like I needed to step outside of Texas to grow. But in this case, as you said, the stigma is changing. So you don't necessarily have to just be like, I have to grow weed to get in the industry. You can do all the things that you're doing and all the things. Nobody could do it like she does it. But you can do lots of things beyond, you know, I have to sell.
Definitely.
All sorts of stuff.
I tell people, any job, and that was the main reason that we created Mother Earth University. Because people needed to know, and people our age for sure needs to know, that whatever job you're doing can be transferred in this community.
Absolutely.
And because the cannabis community is still in its infancy, you can get in right now and become an expert faster than you can in any other field. And that, man, you got me hype over here.
Yes, this is the energy those are just, I like.
Yeah,
yes.
Those are just my goals. Like, I want to help, man, with the students and my graduates from MEU. I just want to continue to send them on to different companies. So
you can see more people of color, more people from Texas.
More women, too, damn it. More Black women, for sure.
We got to lift each other up. I'm so glad that you brought up Mother Earth University, because that was my next question. It's of course, your educational branch of your business. Why is offering, you kind of mentioned it, of course, like you said, like, you want to make sure that more of us can be in these spaces. Offering cannabis education, like, something that you were like, I have to do this. I have to implement this in my branding. And can you tell us what courses you offer and like how people can access these courses?
So when I first started in my first dinner party, Mother Earth, I started when I first started growing weed, I realized, you know, that I had all this excess of the trim and all this stuff. I was like, what can I do with it? And I made butter, right? I'm like, okay, big. Then I watched the Most Expensiveness episode with 2 Chainz and Zarilla Banks.
I love that show.
And I saw that she was charging $20 a wing. I said, I'm next. Right?
All those gold wings, right?
No, not even gold wings. They were just infused, but because of her name and her status, and because there wasn't a lot of cannabis chefs at the time, she was able to charge whatever.
That much.
And I was inspired by that, right? So I get on the internet, I get on Google, I go get these books, I go this, I go that, but I didn't have anybody that I could ask. So I created Mother Earth University out of frustration. I didn't want to go to YouTube University and learn everything. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be able to reach out. I wanted to be able to have an instructor that I can call and not just somebody that, you know, when you take those online cannabis courses, but you can't never get in touch with an instructor or whatever.
Yeah, like that, because it's like the content is there and nothing
else. I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to create a university and a platform where, okay, big, y'all come take these courses. And mind you, it's on www.motherearth999.com. Just get on there and you type, hit the tab, MEU, short for Mother Earth University, and then it pops up. So we give out free courses. The first free course we dropped was Introduction into Cooking with Cannabis. Are all the courses free? No, because some of them come with extra things, but most of them will be. All our introductory courses will be, but all our advanced courses won't, because they'll actually be taught by instructors. So of course the instructor has to get paid as well. But our main goal and our main duty is to just pass as many graduates as we can through MEU. And then through the graduate program, be able to, oh, okay, I got a homie that owns a CBD store that needs workers. Mm-hmm. I got a homie that, like right now, one of my homies, he has a grow, 10,000 square feet. He just asked me to staff his interns for the grow. Those people come right from the graduates of the university. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to funnel. So that was the main goal, was to, how can I ease the pain for somebody else, because I already had it hard.
Exactly. It kind of sounds like, you know, kind of what people do with like fraternities and sororities. Like they create a network.
Yes.
They use that network to help other people. And if you happen to know someone who knows someone who knows someone, you never know like where you can land.
I'm a firm believer in all the time. It's not what you know. It's really who you know, because who you know gets you to somebody else you need to know. That's going to teach you what you need to know. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just was having a conversation with someone about this. I was like, they were telling me about some money. They were like, oh, you can, there's some grant and you can get $10,000. And I was like, I would take 5 of that and flip it.
Yeah.
And they were like, why would you do that? And I'm like, cause it's the opportunity. And if you're given an opportunity, then you are going to take it. And if I have an opportunity to make more opportunities, I'm going to take it.
I'm going to take it.
Maybe that's just a Southern thing.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so.
We're quick to take 5 and turn it into 20. We're like, okay, bet.
Or quick to take the 10 and split it up against.
Yeah,
split it up with the team.
Exactly. Or yeah, be like, bro. Okay, you have been with me this whole time and you have been working hard and I see you. How do I help you grow?
You talking this shit now. You talking this shit. Every time somebody joins my team, I always ask them, what's a money goal that you're trying to reach in like the next 6 months? And they'll tell me, bet, I'm going to help you reach that. We're going to double it though.
And that's how I think everybody should approach when you're hiring a cannabis team or when you're joining a cannabis team. Like, I don't feel like you should join a team that's not helping you grow.
No. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And I'm glad that you're definitely in the Southern cannabis scene to help things grow. What other, like, you know, we obviously talked about, you know, there's like these stigmas and misconceptions. And I'm sure, you know, being a Black queer woman in the cannabis space in the South, you've had to deal with various stigmas or misconceptions or people just being asses. How do you hope to change some of these stigmas through your work and your platform?
I will say this. I won't take on a struggle that I haven't faced yet. I haven't been faced with any of those things yet. I always tell people that I do have 3 strikes. And when I say strikes, I mean from the outward perspective. I do have 3 strikes. I'm gay, I'm Black, and I'm a woman. You get what I'm saying? Trying to navigate in this space. But I haven't been faced with any hardship yet, but not saying that I'm naive to the fact that I won't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But I love that you, especially because, you know, in the South, they can have, they could be very ugly to people that are not just straight up homosexual.
Yeah, definitely.
And I really enjoy hearing that you haven't had to face that yet, but you know that it might be
just
with the industry that we're in, because still, like many other industries, white male dominant, so they can have a different outlook on things. But I really am happy to hear that you haven't had a bad experience so far. So what have been some of your favorite experiences? I know that you host these wild lit ass events. Okay, I think I missed the last one when I was in Texas last time. I'm gonna have to pull up to the next one. Well, I don't think I can make it to that one, the next one after that.
Okay. Okay.
What have been the fun parts that you've gotten to do in the industry? Let's not talk about the hard parts no more, because that was a lot of work and it's really hard. There's fun in it too. Like, it's
Definitely.
We're supposed to have fun.
I think just watching it. Man, when I first started, it was so small, and to just watch something grow into the thousands. Like, I started doing this event last year called Adult Swim.
Look at her Instagram.
Check it out. Check it out. It was like spur of the moment thing. Like last
year. It looks like Freaknik. I want to go.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying, right? So last year, within like, I don't remember, I think 4 weeks, I was like, fuck it. I want to have a water park event. So I scoured the internet for a water park. I found it one day. I booked it the next day. We put it out. In 3 weeks, I think we sold like 400-something tickets. And I wasn't satisfied, because I'm like, I shut down a freaking
a water park. You can hold more people in there.
Yes, but because I didn't give myself time, you know, it still was a success. Of course, anything with that many people is still a success. But I knew, I know what I'm finna get ready to do. So we brought it back again this year for year two. And I think that's one of my best experiences, is that I've never in my life thought, you know, not saying that I couldn't, but it just was never a thought that I was gonna shut down a whole freaking water park and be one of the largest cannabis-sponsored water park events in the South. You know what I'm saying? Like, actually thrown by a cannabis company that you can't smoke.
Crazy. I love it, but it's crazy.
It's crazy. And I think just seeing it grow, like, sometimes when I look out to the crowd and I see all those people, I'm like, damn, y'all here for me? That shit just feel good. So it's just a humbling experience, man. And I just pray that God continue to let me ride this ride.
I'm sure people loved it so much even before you even, like, kind of promoted it, because, as you know, people have said to me so many times before, especially adults, and as we know, like, in the South, you're trying to just find a place where you can be comfortable and be yourself and just, like, not have to really worry about, like, if I have weed here, am I going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I shake my ass, am I going to be okay?
Safe. Like, people love, the number one thing people look for is security, job security. Security in a relationship, just security. Mm-hmm. You know what
I'm saying? Just want to have fun. It's in a safe space.
Let your hair
down.
Offer,
it's kind of a safe space. You kind of create like an adult for me. I mean, like a kid, adult. I don't even know how to describe it. You gotta look at the video.
Yeah, it's something crazy. It's something crazy, y'all.
Like a kid, an adult world in two places. It's a lot, but I want to go.
It goes down.
If you see me there, don't say nothing. Y'all
I won't say
me.
Nothing. I'll be like, nice to meet you in person.
It'll be lit. Okay, so a couple more questions for you. How would you like to see your local and federal laws change for cannabis business owners like yourself?
Man, just legalize this shit everywhere. Figure it out. Everybody needs to just go ahead and figure it out. You know, I know the tax things most states are figuring out. I know the criminal thing most states are figuring out. But it's like, the day gonna come.
When it's gonna happen. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, just do it freaking now and get it together. Mm-hmm. And then the states that haven't legalized, I'm just like, bro, y'all think y'all getting money from the private prisons? Man, y'all about to get some
you
money
haven't
from,
seen
you haven't
weed.
No, you have not seen what this is a cash crop. You have not seen what it could do for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I guess shit they have.
They
but
have.
Not as a whole. Like, yes. Imagine if all that shit was running through here. Man, that'd be over with.
I think that Texas is not too far behind, honestly, because New Mexico to become recreationally legal.
New Mexico is recreational.
And New Mexico is doing amazing, amazing with sales. And daily. A lot of those sales are coming from Texans, too, mm-hmm. who are driving to New Mexico. So I think more of the states around New Mexico that aren't legal might see what is happening and be like,
yeah,
New Mexico
is
making how much? Mm-hmm. Okay, they can pay back. They can, like, all that money is going to go back into their infrastructure. And imagine, like, to me, I was so frustrated. I'm always frustrated with Texas. I love y'all. But I'm so frustrated with y'all because things like that freeze, that could have been not maybe like handled better, but that could have been maybe fixed a little faster if you had, say, millions of dollars from cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
People could have had their homes fixed much faster.
Much, much, much faster. Everything, bro. Like, I think the change that it could bring is just monumental. Mm-hmm. And it's just time for, I mean, I know they know. I know they freaking know. You know
of
what
course.
I'm saying? So
yeah. I was. Yeah. I also am a believer that, you know, the South full of conservatives,
for sure.
full of companies that are backed by Big Pharma are spending a lot of money keeping cannabis out of legalization.
Oh, yeah.
They're afraid of it because they know.
Yeah, they're going out of business. Y'all got to go because people are already replacing pills for CBD in mm-hmm. their illegal states.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thing is like, even in the states where it's illegal, people are still doing CBD is a $1 billion business.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Like, it is literally a $1 billion business. Somebody buying it. Everybody's buying it. So just imagine if you had it all.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Like, they know.
They know.
They just being haters. That's okay. My last question for you.
Okay.
This is a question I also ask every guest. One of my favorite questions. And I think it's one of the biggest takeaways from the show because the feedback that I get from people who listen is like, thank you for helping me like realize that I can do this too. And just hearing from other women of color makes you just feel like, all right, I'm not crazy. You know, like this is, because if you think about it, trying to be in the cannabis industry, especially when you live in Texas, as we both did, well, I did, but you did, is a little crazy.
Yeah.
So what advice would you have for anyone, whether in a legal state or in an illegal state, that is ready to, you know, invest their time, their money, their energy into the industry, but just doesn't know where to start and it is feeling discouraged?
I would say my one thing that I like to tell people is just continue to do research. You definitely want to be up on the laws in your state, and you definitely mm-hmm. want to be up on the know-hows. And then don't let anything stand in your way. If I would have let the lack of knowledge stand in my way, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. Chase mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying? See what part of the industry you want to be into. And when I say do research, not just on the laws, but on the industry as a whole, like we stated earlier, there's so many other jobs than just the dispensary and a grower, bro, mm-hmm. or a processor. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, if you have a gift and you have a talent and you want to be in cannabis, see how you can bring your gift and your talent over to cannabis. You don't mm-hmm. always have to start over. You know what I'm saying? You just need to start from where you're at. And then I would just say, just push. Everybody, there are naysayers everywhere. You know, there's people saying that you can't do it everywhere. But if you believe that you can, I promise it's going to get done. It's going to get done. And don't mm-hmm. let the fact that there's not a lot of people in color in cannabis scare you off. Join us so there can be more. So there can be more. And then if there are people outside of color who are listening to this, this is not an exile to you too. But this is just this is also saying help. If you know that there's someone out there that's good at what they, you know what I'm saying? That's good at what they do and they're putting forth this and you have a leg up in the industry, you know, it's always good and it's always important to look back, not just for people of your own, but for people who are interested in what you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
People who are putting forth effort in what you're in. So I believe it.
Yes. I mean, you're doing it. You went from an idea in your head to now throwing adult fruit nicks and selling hemp papers, hemp wraps, and having a whole university and so much more. And it's just so exciting to see. I truly get it. I say it every episode. I'm always like, I'm so excited for this guest, but I'm truly excited for every single guest because y'all are so freaking dope. And I freaking love seeing more and more Black women from all types of backgrounds from all over the country, not just one place. Like, the South. I've had a bunch of people from Philly on the show this season, a bunch of people from Chicago on the show this season. Now we got some Texas back in the house. Like, people from everywhere, women from everywhere are out here really doing the damn thing. And I'm so proud of us. And especially the Southern girls, like, don't be discouraged by where you are.
No. And network. Like, Instagram is Instagram for a reason. Mm-hmm. I know gas is too high. Might be hard for you to get wherever you need to go. But ask questions. It got some people who are not dicks. It truly have people who will respond. You know what I'm saying? This interview right here got set up because my CEO reached out to, you know, you.
Yes.
And you reached back
out to him. I respond to every DM, guys.
Exactly. You just never know. You never know. So just reach out. Just ask. I was always told this one thing. Let them tell you no. Never tell yourself no.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. I've said this all the time. Anytime someone asks me, like, what's your initial advice for getting in the cannabis industry? I'm like, go on people's emails. Call them. DM them. Bother them.
Yep.
And if they don't answer, they don't answer.
They don't answer.
It's not like you didn't try. And now, you know, you build connections with people. And when I have a podcast episode with someone, this isn't just like we have a one conversation thing. Like, I continue to support you and share what you do and share who you are and continue to uplift you and your brand, because that's really the whole point of all of this. Like, not just to be like, okay, here's one thing for me. It's not tit for tat. It's like constant support and constantly not being a gatekeeper of information or resources.
Man, I say it all the time. You just don't know you're moving to Oklahoma. This ain't the last that we're going to see or hear from each other. You got another
episode? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Your homie put me in touch. And I told him, you know, I was coming out there, and he was like, "Oh, we definitely gotta like have you at an event or something."
And I, let me just shout out my boy. I love Fonzo.
He's so nice. I don't know how he found my page, but he's so nice.
He just a researcher. That's what he does. Like, Fonzo, he started as my cameraman, and now he's the COO in my company. Wow. He's one of the best things that probably ever happened to the Mother Earth brand outside of Mother Earth myself. You get what I'm saying?
Listen, guys, work your way up. You just gotta get your foot in the door.
And that's what he did. He got here. He didn't ask no questions. He never complained. He never said why. He just did it. And then I didn't even know about him talking to you until the email came. Like, that's the initiative that he takes. Like, that's the type of initiative that he takes. And I feel like that's what everyone needs inside.
That's what it takes.
Of their business. Like, initiative. So, for sure. Shout out Fonzo.
Shout out to him. And shout out to you, Miss Mother Earth. Thank you so much for being on the show. I super appreciate it. We're definitely going to connect and link up soon. Tell the people where they can find you on Instagram, any place else, if you have any announcements, if you have any events, any products you want to plug or promo, now is your time.
Let's see. You guys can follow me on Instagram. My personal Instagram is MotherEarth999. My business Instagram is official MotherEarth999_. You know, Fonzo runs that page, so y'all be talking to him. If you want to holler at me, then you should hit my personal one. Website MotherEarth999.com is where you can stay up on all the new things that we have going on, the events, the new product launches, the courses, whatever that we're dropping that month, or whatever it is that we're talking about. You can stay up on the website. You can also subscribe to it, and we get newsletters, you get discounts and all those inside of your email. You know, I got the hemp cones. We got 42 different products, but the hemp cones is the main product that we're pushing right now.
Also saw some bikinis that were real cute.
For sure. Definitely. We got merch on the website, too. So I didn't even count that in the product. So we got merch plus the products. You know, we got all kind of shirts and hoodies and shorts and mugs and bed sheets, whatever you can think about, we have it. So, you know, and then if you guys want any advice, you know, if it's anything that I can help you with, please don't hesitate to reach out. I love helping. You know what I'm saying? You might be in my request, so it'll probably take me a minute to get to you, but I will get to you. I promise you that. So you guys got any questions? You know, you want to know about anything? I do offer one-on-one, so just hit me up.
Definitely use her as a resource. Use the Mother Earth University as a resource. Go to the website and the Instagram. The resources are there for free. So go use them, go find them. Nothing is really stopping you except yourself now. All right, come on. It's 2022. It's time to get in the cannabis industry. If you're really serious about it, do it now. Do it before it becomes federally illegal, because it's going to at some point.
Yeah,
let's see. No announcements for me. Find me on Instagram at the Marijuana Ayana. You guys, thank you guys for listening. The season's not over yet. I thought it was going to be over, but I have a couple more episodes I'm going to record, so we are going to keep it rocking. Thank you guys for listening as always. Happy Pride and happy Juneteenth, and I'll talk to you guys later. Stay high and stay healthy.